You're listening to EPN.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Gary Stockert, who is the COO of an interactive marketing firm comprised of 25 ambitious and energetic employees. Coming to us this morning from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Gary Stockert, welcome to Enterprise Radio on EPN.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric. Good morning.
Good morning and welcome. So tell us about Gary Stockert.
Well, as hard as it is to talk about myself, I'll see if I can do my best here. I'm a 31-year-old entrepreneur and a speaker on social media. I'm also a father of a 3-year-old boy named Carl. Also in process of writing a book called Meet Rob, Your New Results-Oriented Business, just one of my personal passions. And beyond that, you know, small business marketing expert. That's what I've spent most of my career on. So
what is your passion, speaking of marketing and what your desires are and vision looking forward? What is your passion?
Yeah, good question. You know, really, over the course of my career, I've really gotten to appreciate the small to mid-sized businesses, or basically everybody, you know, beyond the Fortune 1000 line. And I've really become passionate about finding creative and innovative ways to help, you know, smaller companies compete in a really vast and really fragmented marketing economy. Something I've really personally gotten a lot of credibility for is finding unique ways to bring smaller businesses to come and play ball with the big boys.
And how did the idea for fused marketing come up? Where did that all start?
Well, originally the concept was, you know, when you look at a small business owner or what we refer to a lot around here as a solopreneur, basically an individual who owns, operates, and runs and manages their business from day to day, those folks are really time-starved, and there's so many tools available on the web, both free and both paid tools that are available. And frankly, we just felt that there's so much out there and so much to manage that if we could find a way to bring it all together and make it simpler for business owners, you know, thus fusing their marketing together, we felt that we would have a pretty neat product and a pretty neat solution for people who are time-starved. And that's really where the concept was developed. And as we kind of move forward here over the course of, you know, the last, you know, couple of years, we've evolved into much more than just a, you know, education and training and software company into more of a, you know, unique marketing company that really takes the concepts of being the most tangible and most transparent interactive agency, at least that I can find anywhere in the world to date. And what made that unique, or at least what made that, you know, really an interesting concept was that we're bringing all of the expectations for interactive marketing, all the pricing and all the turnaround times and all everything that you could possibly want to know, and we're putting it all up front. So we're kind of doing the opposite of what traditional firms do. But that's really where the idea came, is we felt that people were time starved. They needed tools and solutions to help them market effectively and efficiently more than ever. And that's what gave us the idea.
Today we are with the CEO of Fuse Marketing, an interactive marketing firm in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Gary Stockert, here on Enterprise Radio. What makes Fuse Marketing unique?
Yeah, another good question, Eric. Well, what makes Fuse Marketing a unique company is really our approach. We have a proprietary system that we've developed here called the Ideal Web Presence. And that's one of the things that's really put us on the map. We specialize in transforming businesses' websites, or web presence, we call it, from a resource to a revenue stream. And I know that's a big phrase, so I like to back it up a little bit and let people know that it's not just a coined phrase, but really what it is a concept that we use that gives you a roadmap or a plan where you can be confident that you know that your site is going to be delivering more for you than just providing information to consumers out in the marketplace. The traditional websites that have been developed over the past, you know, 10 years for the most part are really brochures or, you know, online calling cards that offer information, resources, hours, directions, listings of products. What we're really doing here at Fused is trying to really bring the Web 2.0 revolution into play and really improve engagement and interactivity on websites to help improve the functionality of them and ultimately keep customers coming back more frequently, you know, really in search of good content and good information. So that's what's made Fused, you know, successful early on is our approach to the ideal web presence, we call it.
What are some of the projects in the works right now?
We've been growing fast, Eric, and so we have to keep our eyes on the marketplace and be reactive and, you know, responsive to what clients are saying they need from us. And so really what we're in development on right now is trying to find a better way to bring social media, for example, into the small business venue. And that's something that we felt, you know, really there's a big learning curve there for small business. A lot of those folks don't have marketing firms or marketing people that work for them, so they're having to figure a lot of things out on their own. So what we've done here and what we're working on improving all the time is making sure that we're an education-first company, meaning if we start by informing people and educating people about the tools that are available and the best practices to use them, we believe we put ourselves in the best position to earn their business when they're ready. And that's really, I think, what makes us, you know, really enjoy what we do is we spend most of our time just helping people understand and, you know, approach some of these ideas on the web, especially social media, you know, blogging, for example, and things like Google TV or pre-roll on YouTube video. There's so many great tools available on the web, and we just want to expose business owners to them so they have a fair chance to compete with other businesses that have maybe got a bigger head start on them in terms of, you know, the social and viral capability of the web.
Well, you have certainly a very impressive page on Facebook. So where can our listeners get more information about Fused Marketing and your services online other than Facebook?
Well, you can reach us at FusedMarketing.com, and that is with a Z, F-U-Z-E-D, marketing.com. Great website. Actually, practice what we preach. So you'll see that the way that we sell our websites and the way that we develop our products, we actually do the same, you know, practices and processes on our own site. You can also reach out to us on Facebook.com/FusedMarketing. And always we have our blog and all kinds of great ways to get in touch with us. So
certainly is impressive. And in conclusion, Gary, what would you leave our listeners in form of a parting tip in regards to entrepreneurship and carrying out ideas and startups, period?
Yeah, that's another great point. I think, you know, being an entrepreneur, being in a startup company, in a startup environment, you know, there's one concept that I learned early on, and basically it's the concept that every 90 days in a startup company, you throw out all of the assumptions you've made and you reevaluate and you make sure that you're constantly making small and subtle adjustments along the way to make sure that you don't get any big surprises down the road. There's, you know, numerous challenges and it's quite an uphill battle at the beginning, but if you put together a good plan and a good roadmap and you're willing to make, you know, small, simple adjustments along the way to make sure that you're doing everything you can to be successful as quickly as possible, that's really, to me, the most critical piece when you're in the startup phase. And again, it's just the concept of saying every 90 days, you need to be able to reevaluate everything in your business and not be afraid to challenge, you know, little things and always look for ways to improve, especially on operations and on the back end in terms of your, you know, how you're delivering your products.
Well, Gary, it's certainly been a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio here on EPN today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Eric. It was a great interview. Appreciate it.
And that was Gary Stockard of Fused Marketing, an interactive firm in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And for more information, visit FusedMarketing.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And we thank you for tuning in.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Lampton, known to my clients as the Speech Coach for Champions. I'm wondering, do you want to make stronger sales presentations to decision-making groups, lead business meetings with greater poise and credibility, control your stage fright, and enjoy an elevated level of confidence? Then visit my website and sign up for my complimentary newsletter. The web address, www.championshipcommunication.com. Again, championshipcommunication.com.
In my opinion, in my experience, a brand is much more than that, and something much deeper. And it's what's at the core of any business. And essentially, when you first decide that you're going to go into business, whether it's retail, whether it's B2B, whether it's anything, you have an idea, you have a concept. And the very idea of your business in its initial kind of genesis is usually what fuels the brand. That's really the DNA of the brand. And that has to do with what type of business you want to have, what's going to separate it from the rest, and what's going to make it valuable to customers or clients. And so you have that value, that importance is one element of it. The other one is the purpose, which actually might be the most important of the three. And the third one is the difference, the differentiation. What makes your business not only valuable and important, but what also makes it completely different and unique from your quote-unquote competition?
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.